Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1823. Lions and Tigers and Kids. Get Outside by Steve Buher of lifeandwhim.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, let's hear this one from Greg as we optimize your life.
Lions and Tigers and Kids Get Outside by Steve Buher with lifeandwhim.com. Sometimes I feel like I'm raising cats. My son's bathroom looks and smells like a litter box, while my daughter's bedroom is strewn with odds and ends. It's like a kitten militia broke into the Dollar Tree on Munson Ave and is using her room as a stash house. Courageous and curious, I'm reminded of the time I found my precocious 2-year-old daughter perched on top of the refrigerator, purring with excitement. Pouncing and playful, I picture my son sprawling for a ground ball to his left and then gracefully adjusting his body as he makes the toss to first base. But I'm not a cat person. Cats, to me, are stuffy noses and itchy eyes, arrogant strutting and preening on 4 legs. My family had cats growing up, Bogey, Bogey Pardue, Charlie, and Cindy. I didn't like them, and they didn't like me. Charlie would attack me, fangs bared, as I headed downstairs to watch Saturday morning cartoons. It was like a scene from a Pink Panther movie where Inspector Clouseau gets ambushed by his martial arts-loving manservant, Kato Fong. It happened so frequently that I resorted to rolling myself up in my comforter for protection, sliding down the stairs and hopping to the family room. I felt like a lion trainer outwitting his feline foe. I know that there are people out there who like cats, who love cats. I understand that about as well as I understand the physics behind time travel, completely unfathomable. But there is one thing I understand about cats. They're either indoor cats or outdoor cats. The indoor cat has been declawed and learns to rely on its human caretaker for food. It snuggles peacefully on its human's lap and enjoys the tranquility of a cozy life. The outdoor cat, on the other hand, with claws intact, scours the neighborhood for adventure. Sure, the outdoor cat can always run home for a bowl of store-bought food, but the scavenger instinct remains. The outdoor cat can trust that milk or water will be left on the stoop, but it learns to become self-reliant. It learns to expand its comfort zone and seek new experiences. It's much the same with kids. There are indoor kids, and there are outdoor kids. I'm striving to raise outdoor kids. Granted, I don't want my son to walk in the door with a mouse in his mouth, but I do want to see the bumps and bruises that serve as reminders of a day well played, a day taken advantage of. I urge my daughter to head outside, find a few friends, and create a game from their collective imaginations. Sure, there are arguments, there are tussles, There are moments when someone figuratively or literally takes the ball and goes home. The tears and disagreements are not only part of life, but they are soon forgotten as feelings are mended and a new game begins. The indoor kid, alone with his or her electronics, is sheltered from the peer altercations and kept safe from the challenges, sometimes cruelties, of creating friendships. But what does he learn? To take his iPhone and go where? He's already home. Go outside. Find something to do. Your friends aren't home? Well, go to the playground and make new ones. Those phrases will forever be etched in the minds of my children. Be active. Sweat, bleed, bruise, laugh, and cry. Exercise aside, the outdoor kid gains a sense of independence as he or she wanders further from the safe confines of home. Socially, he or she learns that life isn't always fair. There are bullies, there is injustice, there are chaotic arguments, and there are long periods of silent solitude uninterrupted by the lights and sounds of the television. But they learn that there are compromises, solutions, and that sometimes, well, you just don't get your way. There have been many times that I've been disappointed in myself as a parent, too many to recount here. When I find myself, my wife, and our kids sitting in the same room, each submerged in our individual phones or watching the same Nickelodeon program for the 100th time, I feel that surge of angst and disappointment. We moved to Traverse City nearly 2 years ago for many reasons. One factor was the ability to raise our children as outdoor children. Rain, snow, or shine, there is a reason to get off the couch and head outside. Be it the beaches, the parks, the slopes, it's all at our doorstep. Our goal is to get outside every day. The fantastic ski programs that we have right in town, the awesome trail systems that snake their way through the vast forests surrounding the city, and the refreshing waters of the bays are but a few resources at our disposal. My wife and I have come to love Northern Michigan. We love the opportunities this area affords our children that we didn't have growing up. I hope they grow into adults who enjoy the freedom that nature offers. I hope they grow to appreciate the lessons they learned from playing with their friends, tag, baseball, or taking on some obstacle course they created with objects laying around the garage. It's not always easy to force them to head outside. Sometimes the magnetic draw of the television conquers my convictions. But I do try, every day. I may dislike cats, but I love my outdoor cats. You just listened to the post titled Lions and Tigers and Kids Get Outside by Steve Boer with lifeandwhim.com. Anyone who knows me knows that I am an animal freak, so what a fun article, and I almost fell off my chair when I first read Kitten Militia. That's going to go straight into my vocabulary. Thank you, Steve. And thank you also for a wonderful post that reminds us all, in spite of our best efforts to protect our children, that they need to get into trouble. They need to face adversity to a certain extent and learn for themselves. It's a tough line to toe for parents, of course. It's a line you'll certainly stumble off of countless times, unless you have the dexterity of one of the members of the Kitten Militia, that's one. But the very mentality that even young children will simply have to fight some battles on their own and learn from struggle just as adults do, will by itself do wonders for their development and for yours as a parent. And that is a wrap. Thank you for joining me today, kitty cats. Go have yourselves a fun weekend. Behave yourself. Be outdoor cats. And I will see you back here on Monday with another inspiring post where your optimal life awaits.